Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 408, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Ye who is temple throng, Jehovah's praise prolong, new anthem sing, to saints with joy declare, your Maker's loving care, and let the children bless joy in their King. And what follows, Psalter 408, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, that can be found in Psalm 136. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever, and brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever, with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever, and slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Zion, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever, and gave their land for an inheritance, for his mercy endureth forever, even an heritage unto Israel, a servant, for his mercy endureth forever, who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever, who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Let us try to ask for the Lord's blessing. Lord, we have heard from thy holy word that the psalmist with an enlarged heart was given to express his thanks unto thee for thy goodness, because thy mercy endureth forever. Wilt thou grant it in this evening hour, even in our mind, profound impressions of thy goodness and of thy mercy, but above all by thy Spirit in our hearts, that we may have eyes to see all thy goodness, hearts to be humbled thereunder, and a tongue to praise thee. Then thou grantest so many blessings above most of our fellow travelers, and then we commend in this evening hour unto thee the many suffering upon the earth, the hungry ones, destitute and homeless, countries of war, countries of division, a persecution, the many troubles which only increase when we depart from thy word and from thy ways. And Lord, we humbly beg of thee, may it be thy common mercies that may lead to that godly sorrow that leadeth to a true, upright, and genuine repentance, with the need to be washed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. But then the psalmist has spoken of those mercies that endure forever, and all thy common mercies, thy temporal mercies, with the manifold gifts which come from above upon this earth, they shall all come to an end. And for the lost in hell, it is declared that there shall be no mercies there, and no mercy proclaimed, but it shall be forever lost. But now thy dear Son has merited those everlasting mercies as the way to the Father, by the work of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Those are mercies that we and our children all sorely need, and those are the mercies which thou granteth unto thy church. And then we humbly ask of thee in this evening hour that thou may dispense of those mercies by the work of the Holy Spirit, to work that need for those mercies. When thou worketh, then it shall not be a strange matter. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, I would come unto a seat, because the Spirit, He presses that great need upon the heart, that we need Thy mercies. They have failed You for time and for eternity. And so we humbly beg of Thee that Thou may bless Thy word in this evening hour to that end, that the unconverted, that they may be wrought upon, that they may be converted, and then they shall begin to cry for those mercies and for those true seekers. Oh Lord, Thou hast promised that they shall not seek in vain, and those true seekers in their seeking, they shall experience much of Thy kindness and of Thy mercies and of Thy goodness, because Thou worketh that faith, that love, and that hope. But then to be led further to the foundation of those mercies, and that is Jesus Christ and Him crucified, who was risen from the dead and sitteth at Thy right hand, and from thence He poureth out those heavenly graces, those heavenly mercies, each time by renewal. Here it is only in beginning, but those mercies, they shall be forever. And when Thy children are taken home, then it shall be in perfection. Then sighing and sorrow shall flee away. Their praise shall be perfect, and it shall endure forever. Ah, Lord, work then richly amongst us and our children. Would Thy name not greatly be glorified, that the number who fear Thee may greatly be increased, and Thou hast promised to bless Thy word to that end. Do bless then Thy word in the church. Do help the consistory who is sufficient unto these things. Well, to grant Aaron's and hers, do bless Thy holy word in our dwellings, and Thy holy word in our Christian school. Wilt Thou continue in this school year to grant traveling mercies, help instructors and students alike, and may it please Thee to spare for the remaining months. And so we commend Thy church unto Thee, the established churches, our theological school, the instructors and the students, the persecuted church, the beloved for the Father's sake. Remember our mission field, that people in Bolivia and the people in Peru, them the labors are manifold. And to that end, may it please Thee to grant more labors, servants for Thy vineyard, teachers for our Christian schools, where the need also in our school is very great, and that a heart may be inclined to labor among that people in Peru. We commend our nation unto Thee in these serious and solemn times, and wherein this week then a bill shall be placed before the Senate, has been passed in the House, a bill concerning also the truth of Thy holy word, to be used to muzzle Thy church, to silence Thy church. Lord, then we may lay the matter before Thee. Thou could yet be a surprising God, although undeserved and sinned away. May it be impressed upon the hearts of us and our dear children what solemn times that we live in, and that the enmity against Thee, Thy dear Son, thy holy word. Thy holy law is greatly on the increase. In many countries, there is much persecution. And then we may also see the writing on the wall, O Lord. Wilt thou grant unto us and our children that we may stand fast concerning the old truth and concerning the old ways. We commend unto thee a young couple who hope to soon be united in holy matrimony, to begin life together as husband and wife. May they be given to beg of thee, that thou may be their pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire that goes before them, and that it may be a marriage not only in thy providence, but also in thy divine favor. And so we commend unto thee all of our young couples that have a planned marriage. May it please thee to spare them for their special day, where we have experienced in the past that also young lives can be so suddenly cut off. And for our young people, those that are still single, well, to grant them the desire of their heart. May their prayers be answered, that in due time, that they may receive one with whom they may go through this life as husband and wife. We commend unto thee our elderly ones in this week, to widowers, hope to commemorate another birthday by renewal without their dear wife. Wilt thou continue to uphold, remember, and wilt thou grant a broken and a humble heart. We remember all of our elderly ones, our Bethesda, and those that lovingly care for them. We lay before thee by renewal all the mourning ones and all the sick and afflicted ones, those that are seriously afflicted with grave concerns, O Lord. Do grant that place at thy footstool, and with the prayer of Job, oh, that he knew where I might find him, that I might come unto a seat. Remember all those that stand in need of strengthening, of healing. By renewal we lay before thee the handicapped daughter in the hospital. May the means be blessed above all. Do save her never dying soul. And Lord, do remember that father that continues to struggle with severe depression. Oh, do be mindful of him together with his dear wife and children when they can be so overwhelmed. May we be given to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Wilt thou remember and bless all the family circles. May love abound. Remember those that struggle with addictions and with temptations. May it please thee to deliver them. And now, Lord, once more in this day, may our eyes be upon thee. Do grant thy gracious help, and do bless thy holy word for the coming of thy kingdom, and for the glory of thy great and worthy name. Nothing to plead upon. Our sins are great and manifold, needful that they are confessed and repented of. But, O Lord, we have heard that thou art good, and that thy mercy endureth forever. May that be experienced and realized in thy house in this evening hour, and that souls may return to their dwellings with having tasted of that mercy that endureth forever, that is value for body and for soul, for time and for eternity. Do pardon us of all of our sins. We ask it in the name and for the sake of Jesus Christ. Amen. Psalter 14, the first five stanzas. O Lord, our Lord, in all the earth, how excellent thy name, thy glory thou wast spread afar in all the starry frame and what follows. Psalter 14, the first five stanzas. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 47, question and answer 122, which is the first petition. Answer, hallowed be thy name, that is, grant us first rightly to know thee, and to sanctify, glorify, and praise thee in all thy works, in which thy power, wisdom, goodness, justice, mercy, and truth are clearly displayed. And further also, that we may so order and direct our whole lives, our thoughts, words, and actions, that thy name may never be blasphemed, but rather honored and praised on our account. Lord's Day 47 speaks of the first petition, hallowed be thy name. Four thoughts in the first place, a necessary knowledge of this name. Secondly, a praise name through his works. Thirdly, a mirrored name by our walk. And in the fourth place, a blasphemed name through our sins. The first petition, hallowed be thy name. A necessary knowledge of this name, a praise name through his works, a mirrored name by our walk, and a blasphemed name through our sins. Beloved congregation, the Lord's Prayer, which Christ has taught his church to pray, as an address, we have considered that address the past Lord's Day, as six petitions, and then a concluding doxology. The first three petitions, they concern God, his glory, his kingdom, his will. And the last three petitions concerning our needs of body and soul. Likewise, we have heard from the law, the first table pertains loving God above all. And the second table, that pertains to loving our neighbor as ourself. And now when it is well, then that first petition should permit and overshadow all other petitions. And then the first petition, that is a proof and a fruit of that address by the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the true child of God. And then in this petition, then it is very clear that the Lord's Prayer is not only to God, but that it is also for God. And then already at the beginning of the service, then let us examine our hearts, whether this petition has become of great concern, even at time our greatest concern, and given the greatest delight. When the Lord, the Creator of the heavens and of the earth, when the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, when He may be honored and glorified by us and by our fellow creatures, because congregation, when the Lord works and He sheds that love abroad in the heart, and then we become exercised with that great God, and we have the desire, we receive that desire, that all people would worship and glorify this great God. And now the instructors have asked, which is the first petition, hallowed be thy name, that is, grant us. That implies that it needs to be given. The Lord has created our first parents in His image, knowledge, righteousness, and holiness. And then Adam and Eve were given a knowledge of their Creator and benefactor sufficient that they may perfectly serve and glorify Him. But through our deep fall in Adam, then we have lost that image, and we have also lost that true knowledge of that living Almighty God. And therefore the instructors, they begin grant us, and that is by the work of the Holy Spirit, when the Lord enlightens our eyes and renews our heart, and then God becomes real, and then we receive a renewed knowledge concerning the things of the Lord. Grant us. Then the instructors have stressed, salvation is a personal matter, but this petition, the Lord's Prayer, then it is not singular, then it is plural. And then it is the vehement desire of the living church, us, personal, husband, wife, children, family, congregation, young and old, that they may all come by the grace of God, because we have heard it. Oh, the psalmist has declared, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and for His mercy endureth forever. And when the church may taste something of those mercies, the multitude of the mercies of that living God, then it shall be included, then it shall be us, then it shall also be the upcoming generation to that end. Children, therefore so many efforts are put forth to instruct you in the things of the Lord, that the Spirit may use it, that you may come to a true knowledge of the Lord. Grant us first, that is, grant us first, rightly to know Thee. We have learned from Reverend Hallenbrook, fathers and mothers, do you know the first question of the question book of Reverend Hallenbrook? Therefore, it is so necessary and so profitable when your children go to catechism class that you ask what they are studying, that you may be reminded what you have learned when you were young. Whence knowest thou that there is a God? Our young people know the answer. But do all fathers and mothers now know the answer? And then to make it simple for our children, then there are two books that we may know that there is a God. And the first book, that is the book of nature, Guide de Brie. In the Confession of Faith in Article 2, then he has declared that creation is a most elegant book wherein we may behold the works of the Lord. And now that first book, that is two parts. The first part, that is that innate knowledge which the Lord has placed in all of our hearts, that we have a certain knowledge and an impression that there is a higher supreme being whom we call God. That is found among all people, all nations, because in our deep fall, mankind has not lost their religion. And we read of that image of God, that there is still a remnant left, that there is a knowledge, that there is a God. Also included therein is our conscience. And then we must be very careful that that voice and that innate knowledge, that we do not stifle the same, because it is still the goodness of the Lord when we may still have impressions that there is a God, that we have a soul, and that also his mercies endure forever, and that the Lord is gathering a church. But now that innate knowledge, because that first book of nature has two parts, the knowledge in our heart, and that knowledge can be enlarged by what we see in the wonderful creation and providence of the Lord. Because boys and girls, when we look around us at creation, the sun, the moon, and the stars, the animals, the birds, our bodies, the list is long, then we can see that there is a God, and therein we can learn much of who God is. This is not sufficient for salvation. And then we are given to see how deeply man has fallen. We would think, for those that study further and very deeply in the sciences concerning God's creation, the human body can be multiplied out, that those people, the more they would study, the more they would stand in awe and be convinced that there is a great God that is made and upholdeth all these things. Not saying it never happens, but alas, alas, oftentimes those people, instead of adoring, worshiping, bowing, standing in awe and asking God that he may become their God, then they turn in rebellion and ignorance against God, even confess evolution, can even become an atheist. Those boys and girls, then you can remember the first book that is in our heart and what we see. And also, boys and girls, when you see the wonderful works of the Lord in creation, then you can see how great he is, how almighty he is, not that we can understand it all, And then you must ask that that great God may become your God, because we have heard that the psalmist has declared, for his mercies endureth forever. And now for those everlasting mercies that is not found in our hearts, that is not found in creation, because Reverend Hellenbrook, he so clearly states that that first book of nature that does not give a knowledge of the Son of God. And now when the instructors, they state, grant us first rightly to know thee, then we have also learned from Reverend Hellenbrook that God must be known in four ways. His essence, that is his being, his names, this petition declares, hallowed be thy name, never separated from his essence, God to be known in his attributes and in his persons. Necessary to know out of the scriptures, the Trinity. But when the instructors say, grant us first rightly to know thee, then it is necessary for the child of God, when the Lord works, then we have to do with the Lord. Becomes real in our life. But now it is necessary for those everlasting mercies for the saving of the soul, that we come to a saving knowledge. In the confession of Athanasius, there it is clearly written, without that knowledge, without the Trinity, we cannot be saved. And in John 17, verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee and Jesus Christ, whom thou wast sent. Thus then the instructors grant thee to know thee, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And therefore the necessity of the second book. And that, boys and girls, is the Bible. Also two parts, Old Testament, 39 books, the New Testament, 27 books, and there it is more fully declared who the Lord is, his precious names, and there it is declared those everlasting mercies, how that a sinner may be saved, and therefore the necessity that we search that word, that we pray concerning that word, and the necessity that our dear children, our youth, that they are instructed out of that word, accompanied with much prayer, that it may be used by the Holy Spirit, that sinners may rightly know who the Lord is in beginning, and also in the further leadings, concerning the name of God. We have also learned it from Reverend Hellenbrook, that the Lord has given himself names in the first place to distinguish himself from all idol gods. True sense of the word, there are no gods, but to distinguish himself in the second place, to make something known of himself, because those names, they refer many times to the attributes, to the persons, to his works. And then we may add thirdly, the Lord has given himself names that when we pray, that we have a name to address the Lord with. And there are many names in the scriptures, a privilege and a blessing. Grant us rightly to know thee, that there are those names that receive special value in our life. And now we read in this petition, hallowed be thy name. That word hallowed, that means to sanctify or to make holy. Must understand this petition aright. Does not mean that the Lord can be made greater or holier. Infinitely perfect. But the meaning of this petition is that the Lord may be made great and extolled, the first place in this petition, that the Lord may glorify himself, and in the second place, that the Lord may be glorified by the creatures upon the earth. It is a petition that is given unto mankind. It is not petition that is necessary for the birds. Springtime, especially on a beautiful spring morning, and boys and girls, then you can hear the birds sing. They do not have to be told. It's the nature wherewith the Lord has created them. They are given to sing the praises of the Lord, the sun, when it may rise, when it may set, the moon, the stars, the angels in heaven do not have to be exhorted. Although I do read in Psalm 142, the psalmist was in a good and a blessed place. A profound impression that the Lord is good and that his mercies endure forever. And he felt that he fell so short, his tongue was not enabled to sing all the glorious praises of his God. And therefore he has called all creatures, animals, birds, young and old, to help him to praise the Lord. Thus, when we read in this petition, hallowed be thy name, to make it simple for our boys and girls, that the Lord may be made great and magnified, for the children of men, for ourselves, and for all mankind. And our boys and girls can understand it. When you look through a magnifying glass, that does not make, or let's say binoculars, the distance if you see a deer or a bear. Those binoculars do not make the deer or bear greater. Stays the same. But when we look through those binoculars, it makes the animal appear greater. And that is a very simple instruction. We need to be careful not to make the comparisons too close, but that our boys and girls may understand it. That is what this petition is about, that the Lord may magnify himself for the children of men, and that also mankind may do the same for themselves and for their fellow creatures. Our second thought, a praise name through his works. Then our instructors, they are given to speak concerning God's attributes. have not mentioned all of them, but they have mentioned some of them. And then we read, and to sanctify, glorify, and praise thee in all thy works, in which thy power, wisdom, and goodness. Those first three, power, wisdom, and goodness, also concerns the work of grace. But those first three, they also refer to the work of creation and to the work of providence. Oh, do we not hear the psalmist in Psalm 107 different times declare four times that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men? Thus those first three, his power, we are given to behold that power when we behold God's creation, and his providence, upholding everything till this very moment. Not saying we can understand it. It is a privilege when at times we may adore it and become small under it. It was a special judgment that he read in Psalm 28, verse 5. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, the Lord will destroy them and not build them up. That's a solemn thing. When in the Lord's providence, when we do not regard his goodness, when we do not regard the Lord when he is speaking in the way of special providential trials, afflictions, and death, thus in creation and providence, his power, his wisdom, what a wisdom is displayed, God's creation, God's providence, this true. Oh, think of Joseph, what a mysterious ways. We had visited Joseph in prison and said, Joseph, how is it now? Those beautiful dreams concerning the power, wisdom, and goodness of your God. Oh, when faith was an exercise. And we do read, Lord has not forgotten Joseph, boys and girls. Also in prison, that the Lord showed mercy. When faith was an exercise, then Joseph could tell us that the Lord doeth all things well. This true, the way is mysterious, but he has given me two dreams. The second one to confirm the first. And the Lord, his way is in the sea. He works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. Oh, of course, when unbelief had the upper hand. Ah, oh, then I think Joseph would have maybe been silent. His power, his wisdom, and his goodness. What a blessing and what a privilege when God's attributes are for us. It's true. The Lord also, in his common goodness, he grants common mercies, and they are great. Let us not despise or minimize them. Privilege when at times our heart may be made soft, when we may be given to see all the blessings which the Lord grants unto us. It is a privilege, the way of God's providence. when in special ways we may be given to experience His power, His wisdom, and His goodness in itself, not sufficient for eternity in itself, not saving, but the Lord as a church that become much exercised. And oh, what a blessing it is when the church becomes exercised with His power, wisdom, and goodness in the ways of prosperity, that they may be humbled and they may be thankful. And this petition receives a preeminent place, an upper place. Hallowed be Thy name. Alas, many times the Lord brings His people into trials, mysterious ways, that they may become more exercised with those attributes. Think of the children of Israel in captivity. So impossible is anything too hard for the Lord. Shall fulfill what He has promised. But now the instructors, they have spoken of three other attributes, and they especially pertain to those everlasting mercies of a triune God. And then the instructors have mentioned His justice, His mercy, and His truth. That justice flows forth from God's holiness, infinitely holy, that He must punish sin. And the Lord has a people that also loves the Lord's justice. Lord has a people that become exercised with that justice, try to satisfy that justice, experience it can never be, and are given to ask the Lord whether there is a way, because they need to be saved, and that God's justice may also be glorified, mercy through Christ Jesus, His Son, and the truth, all the promises of God, they are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Thus praised through all His works, extolling His goodness, trusting Him, coming to Him oftentimes in prayer. Oh, think of Daniel. Was the Lord's great name not hallowed? And then we also speak of sacrifice. Oh, think of those three friends. In Daniel 3, concerning that golden image which Nebuchadnezzar had made, they refused to bow. Boys and girls, you know the story. Whereas Nebuchadnezzar cast them into that fiery furnace, and where they burnt, then you shall say no. Because there was a fourth, the Son of God, and they were delivered. Was God's name not hallowed, not glorified? The Lord is glorified concerning His works. When we think of singing His praises, the Psalms, think of the last five or six, they are Psalms of praise, where the psalmist was given to glorify the name of the Lord. Oh, we have heard from Psalm 136, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. It has been repeated 36 times, and then each time in each text, then the psalmist has related a reason that the name of the Lord must be praised, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, for the living church, a little beginning, a small beginning, but it is a beginning, and it shall endure to eternity. Let us first sing. Psalter 374, the first three stanzas. Oh, praise ye the name of Jehovah. Proclaim ye his glory abroad. Oh, praise him, ye servants appointed to stand in the house of our God. And what follows, Psalter 374, the first three stanzas. First petition, hallowed be thy name. A necessary knowledge, a praise name, And let us add in this morning, we have heard of Job, that he would order his cause before him and fill his mouth with arguments. We read in the scriptures of different ones that they have filled their mouth with arguments concerning God's glory. Think of Moses in Exodus 32. Children of Israel, they have promised that they would be obedient, but they have made a golden calf. And then the Lord has declared to Moses that he would not go up with that people. And then Moses, he has filled his mouth with argument. Lord, what wilt thou do with thy great name? What a pleading ground. And the Lord has hearkened to Moses. Think of the children of Israel in Numbers 14. Because of their unbelief. Then by renewal Moses has filled his mouth with argument. Joshua. In Joshua 7, they have went up to Ai. 36 soldiers were killed. Joshua came in great need. He has filled his mouth with argument. Lord, what shall the heathens now say? Was an argument concerning this petition. In Isaiah 37, see Hezekiah with that letter of Rabshakeh, where his living God was mocked and blasphemed. Lord, read now this letter. Then he was given to plead, hallowed be thy name. But now concerning this petition, not only concerns talk, but also concerns our walk. Structures have spoken thereof. And therefore our third thought, a mirrored name by our walk. Then the instructors have added, and further also, thus the two cannot be separated, and by their fruits ye shall know them. And concerning our third point, the world expects us. The world expects a people that profess they have the truth, that God's word is their guide, that they do walk accordingly. The world does not expect perfection. Our children do not expect perfection, but they do expect sincerity and that it is genuine, that it can be seen that the name of that great God in whose name we are baptized, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that it shall be reflected in our lives, Guido de Brie has declared, and the confession that we are separated from strange religions, and from all peoples, And to that end and further also, that we may so order and direct our whole lives. Thus that speaks of an aim and of a purpose. And how is it in our lives? What is our aim? What is our purpose? Of course, we have our daily calling, our children with their studies, mothers in the home with the children, fathers concerning their daily bread. Many times in the Bible exhortations that we are called to be diligent, but is that our only purpose? Is that our only aim? Or does that aim lie further? Does it also include the first petition? Hallowed be thy name. And therefore, that we may so order and direct our whole lives in the way of obedience, in the way of not being ashamed, and what a false shame there can be. It's not so easy, especially young people, when we are young, to be separate from the world. You must always remember, because young people, many times they come in new circumstances. Then the first day is so important. Because if we do not stand up for what is right, and we do not order and direct our lives, workplace, in school, wherever we are called to be, then the second day becomes more difficult. And many times the third day, humanly speaking, impossible. Because our instructors, they are very practical, submitting to be the light and the salt of the earth. And when the instructors speak, directing our whole lives, not only the Lord's Day, also the other 6 days, there's a difference, of course. Boys and girls know it, that the Lord's Day, that is a gift of the Lord, that we may rest from our daily labors, and that we may tend especially to the needs of our soul, and also concerning our petition, our whole lives, our thoughts, words, and actions. Does that refers to God's word, our guide, lamp and a light, as we read in Psalm 119, verse 105, that concerns God's day, and we read in Isaiah 58, verses 13 and 14, that day must be a delight. Is that a delight for us, congregation? Special day when we may come up to God's house to that end, this petition, hallowed be thy name, hallowed be thy house, shall be reverenced, because then in a special way we come in the presence of that great King. Then further concerns our vows which we have made, marriage, baptism, confession of faith, office bearers. Then it concerns is providence that we are given to trust in the Lord for all our needs, a dependent and tender life, His servants to recruit many soldiers. Our last thought, a blasphemed name by our sins. We have stated that the Lord is infinitely perfect, unchangeable. To make it simple, by renewal for our boys and girls, the sun in the sky is always the same. Night, daytime. But there are times in the daytime, although the sun stays the same, that the brightness of the sun that can be covered by clouds, or you have seen it before, when there are forest fires and there's much smoke in the sky, then that sun is not shining in all its brilliance. And now the glory of the name of the Lord, always the same, unchangeable, but can be much obscured by the sins of mankind. And now the Lord has a people upon the earth that is such a tender point. Lord, may thy great name, may it be honored and glorified by me, and never obscured on account of my talk, on account of my walk. May I never be a hindrance or a stumbling block for my dear children traveling to eternity, but may they be enticed to be given to seek thee early. May I arouse them to a holy jealousy, Lord. May I oftentimes be given to speak of thee, to praise thee, to glorify thee. Oh, it is true. Many a trial and a trouble, but may my unbelief and my troubles and my trials, may it not confuse my dear children. May I be used as an instrument by the work of thy Holy Spirit, that they may be won over, that thy name may never be blasphemed. Ah, oh, that is a tender point. Have an example in the Bible that the prophet Nathan has come to David after more than 9 months. For a long time there was no room for that prophet. But now the Lord has sent him a solemn message. Consequences would be experienced. And then it is declared, all his sins were forgiven, because his mercy endureth forever. But then Nathan has declared, howbeit, because of this deed, thou wast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme the name of the Lord. Hallowed be thy name. A petition that is valued personally, family, church, and nation. We read in 1 Samuel 4 that the wife of Phinehas received a child. She was departing. And she called that child Ichabod, because the glory of Israel has departed. The ark was taken. Our country. How many immigrants have come over with the Bible? And how many of those generations where the Bible is not opened and where a church is not attended? How many churches from the Reformation has become an Ichabod, a man-centered religion, where man is praised, free will religion, where man receives the honor? How is it in our families? How is it personally? Then I repeat the question for examination. Has now the glory of that great and majestic God become our greatest concern and our greatest delight? When his name may be extolled, does that fill us with joy unspeakable to be in our element? And when his name is not glorified, does that grieve us sorely? Hallowed be thy name. For examination, for a shaming, for instruction, for uncovering, for his mercy endureth forever. Possible through him, a boy of 12 years old in the temple, Luke 2 verse 49, wished ye not that I must be in my Father's business? John 17, verse 4, I have glorified thee upon the earth. I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. O, the Apostle John, Revelations 4, verse 11, was given to behold a great multitude. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive honor and glory and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy honor and glory they were created. Isaiah 43, verse 21. This people have I formed for myself. They shall declare my praise. Amen. Let us close. Lord, it is so necessary for us and our children that the first petition, that it receives a very foremost and important place in our life, in our hearts, in our talk, in our walk. Lord, where it is missed, well, to grant it, while it can yet and it may yet, because in hell then there shall only be cursing. But, Lord, we have heard from the psalmist, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and for his mercies endureth forever. Lord, wilt thou then be a dispenser of those divine mercies unto us and our children in beginning and in the further leadings? We may commence another week, Commend unto thee the mothers in the home with the children, the daytime, the night watches. Remember at work on the way, the children with the studies. Wilt thou keep from harm and danger, from sin and temptation. Wilt thou remember the consistory when they hope to gather. We also commend unto thee the confession of faith class when they hope to meet with the consistory. Wilt thou grant thy help, but wilt thou also grant sincerity and uprightness of heart. Grant the exercises concerning the first petition. We may acknowledge thee for the moisture which thou wast given. We commend unto thee all the farmers when they hope to entrust the seed to the earth. May it be done prayerfully, profound impressions, that they cannot cause one seed to germinate or to grow. And so it is in the realm of nature, and so it is also in the church. Lord, bring us now safely to our dwellings. Provide for the coming Lord's Day. Wilt thou help the consistory? We commend unto thee the doorkeepers, those that lead the congregational singing, the sound. Grant many Aaron's and hers. Pardon us of all of our sins, also of this day, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 411, the two stanzas. Praise ye the Lord, ye hosts above, in yonder heavenly height, and bless the Lord, ye saints below, who in his praise delight. And what follows, Psalter 411, the two stanzas.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.